Book 9, Chapter 14. How Shalmaneser took Syria by force, and how he transplanted the 10 tribes into Media, and brought the nation of the Cuthians into their country in their room. When Shalmaneser, the king of Assyria, had it told him that Hoshea, the king of Israel, had sent privately to So, the king of Egypt, desiring his assistance against him, he was very angry and made an expedition against Samaria in the 7th year of the reign of Hoshea. But when he was not admitted into the city by the king, he besieged Samaria 3 years and took it by force in the 9th year of the reign of Hoshea and in the 7th year of Hezekiah, king of Jerusalem, and quite demolished the government of the Israelites and transplanted all the people into Media and Persia, among whom he took King Hoshea alive. And when he had removed these people out of this their land, he transplanted other nations out of Cutha, a place so called, for there is still a river of that name in Persia, into Samaria, and into the country of the Israelites. So the 10 tribes of the Israelites were removed out of Judea 947 years after their forefathers were come out of the land of Egypt, and possessed themselves of the country, but 800 years after Joshua had been their leader, and, as I have already observed, 240 years, 7 months, and 7 days after they had revolted from Rehoboam, the grandson of David, and had given the kingdom to Jeroboam. And such a conclusion overtook the Israelites when they had transgressed the laws, and would not hearken to the prophets, who foretold that this calamity would come upon them, if they would not leave off their evil doings. What gave birth to these evil doings was that sedition which they raised against Rehoboam, the grandson of David, when they set up Jeroboam his servant to be their king, when, by sinning against God and bringing them to imitate his bad example, made God to be their enemy, while Jeroboam underwent that punishment which he justly deserved. And now the king of Assyria invaded all Syria and Phoenicia in a hostile manner. The name of this king is also set down in the archives of Tyre, for he made an expedition against Tyre in the reign of Eululius, and Meander attests to it, who, when he wrote his chronology and translated the archives of Tyre into the Greek language, gives us the following history. One whose name was Eululius reigned 36 years. This king, upon the revolt of the Scythians, sailed to them and reduced them again to a submission. Against these did the king of Assyria send an army, and in a hostile manner overrun all Phoenicia, but soon made peace with them all, and returned back. But Sidon and Ace and Palsetyrus revolted, and many other cities there were which delivered themselves up to the king of Assyria. Accordingly, when the Tyrians would not submit to him, the king returned and fell upon them again, while the Phoenicians had furnished him with 80 ships and 800 men to row them. And when the Tyrians had come upon them in 12 ships, and the enemy's ships were dispersed, they took 500 men prisoners, and the reputation of all the citizens of Tyre was thereby increased. But the king of Assyria returned and placed guards at their rivers and aqueducts, who should hinder the Tyrians from drawing water. This continued for 5 years, and still the Tyrians bore the siege, and drank of the water they had out of the wells they dug. And this is what is written in the Tyrian archives concerning Shalmaneser, the king of Assyria. But now the Cutheans, who removed to Samaria, for that is the name they had been called by to this time, because they were brought out of the country called Cutha, which is a country of Persia, and there is a river of the same name in it. Each of them, according to their nations, which were in number 5, brought their own gods into Samaria, and by worshipping them, as was the custom of their own countries, they provoked Almighty God to be angry and displeased at them, for a plague seized upon them, by which they were destroyed. And when they found no cure for their miseries, they learned by the oracle that they ought to worship Almighty God as the method for their deliverance. So they sent ambassadors to the king of Assyria and desired him to send them some of those priests of the Israelites whom he had taken captive. And when he thereupon sent them, and the people were by them taught the laws and the holy worship of God, They worshipped him in a respectful manner, and the plague ceased immediately. And indeed they continue to make use of the very same customs to this very time, and are called in the Hebrew tongue Cutlans, but in the Greek tongue Samaritans. And when they see the Jews in prosperity, they pretend that they are changed, and allied to them, and call them kinsmen, as though they were derived from Joseph, and had by that means an original alliance with them. But when they see them falling into a low condition, they say they are no way related to them, and that the Jews have no right to expect any kindness or marks of kindred from them, but they declare that they are sojourners that come from other countries. But of these we shall have a more seasonable opportunity to discourse hereafter.